Is it risky business in China?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon. What's the price of doing business in China? Turns out a lot more than the giant British-Australian mining company Rio Tinto bargained for. Several of its workers were convicted today by a Chinese court of stealing commercial secrets and taking millions in bribes. Rio Tinto had defended the workers until today, but now says the evidence they took more than $13 million in bribes was beyond doubt. An Australian citizen is among those headed for prison. He was handed a 10-year sentence, which Australia's foreign minister calls very harsh, but it's unclear what effect the case might have on multinational business relationships with China. A Chinese carmaker was doing its own business abroad over the weekend. It's paying $1.8 billion to buy one of the most prestigious brands in the automotive world, Volvo. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Scott Tong joins us now. Good morning, Scott.
Bob, good morning.
So this is a famous brand, Volvo, and we'll get to why Ford dropped it in a moment. But why did the Chinese buy it?
Well, the Geely company wants to create what it calls a second home market for Volvo. So that is Sweden and now China. Volvos will still be assembled in Sweden. The brand is going to remain, but new factories to make Volvos may go up here in China. General Motors already does that. Volkswagen, Toyota, they all do it. And Geely is particularly ambitious. Right now, about 20,000 Volvos sell in China every year. Well, Geely wants to add a zero to that, 200,000 annually.
Plenty ambitious. I'm wondering, where does this leave Ford? Why would they want to drop such a desirable brand? Refresh my memory here.
Well, they get a few things. They get cash to pay off some of its more than $20 billion in debt. And Ford is unloading luxury brands to focus on the core Ford brand. They've got rid of Jaguar, Land Rover, Aston Martin, and now Volvo.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in China, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
That buyout news helped put the pedal to Asian stocks today. Shares in Shanghai closed ahead around 0.5%. European shares have turned mixed at this hour, marginally lower in Britain and France, but up in Germany. The Dow will be starting from the 10,850 mark after a gain of 9 points on Friday. Boeing's newest jet passed a key engineering test over the weekend. The 787 Dreamliner is now one step closer to entering commercial service. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, Boeing is counting on the expensive jet to help give it a lift to its future growth.
What happens when you take the wings of Boeing's new Dreamliner jet and bend them 25 feet up in the air while the plane's still standing on the ground? Nothing, which is exactly what Boeing was hoping when it conducted a crucial ultimate load test yesterday at an airfield near Seattle. Last time Boeing tried this, engineers found damage where the wing meets the plane's body that further delayed development. It's already 3 years behind schedule, costing the company billions of dollars. Boeing has pinned its hopes on the Dreamliner, which is highly fuel efficient, partly because it uses lightweight composite materials.
It fills a niche in terms of its size, how many passengers it can take, and how long it can fly.
Aerospace analyst Daryl Jenkins, he says don't count on Boeing making its new projected rollout date the end of this year.
All the timetables that have been put forth in the past were pretty well nothing to be relied on, so let's just kind of wait and see when the first one is delivered.
The planes cost upwards of $150 million each. Boeing already has 850 on order. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Citrix, offering Go to My PC, providing remote access to a Mac or a PC from anywhere. More at gotomypc.com/news. By Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture and creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. More at producemoreconservemore.com. And by Vanguard, reacting to the stock market is investing. Taking stock in long term is vanguarding. More about vanguarding at vanguard.com.
Are you ready to put your money where your popcorn is? A couple of box office futures exchanges could let you do just that. One is set to make its debut soon if it wins approval this week, which would let investors bet on the success or failure of a film. But don't bank on a happy ending just yet. Here's Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith.
It's kind of like Wall Street meets, well, the movie Wall Street.
Greed is good.
Film futures work like this. Investors bet on how much money they think a movie will make at the box office. If the movie takes in more than expected, investors make money. Hal Vogel is an entertainment industry analyst.
It provides a risk transfer mechanism that should help Hollywood finance films.
Not everyone is so bullish on the idea. The Motion Picture Association of America opposes the exchange, saying it's, quote, vulnerable to price manipulation. The MPAA is worried about insider information leaking out from people who may know more about certain films. Rob Swager is the CEO of Trendex, an entertainment exchange set for approval this week. He says the exchange would be regulated and the movie business could benefit from this kind of speculation.
One studio may want to speculate on another studio's films, while that same studio wants to hedge the risk on their own film. Meanwhile, a bank may want to hedge their position so they can lock in their profit margin.
In other words, if a company that was thinking about investing in a film like Wall Street 2, it could also bet against the film's box office opening. That way, the investor would make money if the movie succeeded or if it failed.
Someone reminded me I once said, greed is good. Now it seems it's legal.
In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And finally, here's the opportunity of a lifetime. But don't wait. Act now. Time, as they say, is slipping away. A luxury mega yacht is set to be sold tomorrow at an unreserved public auction in Grand Cayman. You heard that right. This is an unreserved auction, which, according to the listing, means there is no minimum. And the new owner of the six-deck, 220-foot yacht will be whomever has the highest bid. On the other hand, I see some fine print here that says something about only qualified bidders. So when I call this the opportunity of a lifetime, maybe just not in my lifetime. This is the Marketplace Morning Report, and we're glad you're making us a part of your morning. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. Your comments always welcome at marketplace.org.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.